أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling the Quran, well, today I'd like to look at a verse again from Surah Al-Fatir. This is Surah number 35. And here, there's a clear declaration that all humanity, all creation is dependent upon Allah, the Ghani. The word used is Ghani, which you could probably say the rich one or the self-sufficient. But let's look at the ayah first. So hopefully you've got your Quran out, you're highlighting it. I repeat again, Surah number 35, ayah 15. And Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O human beings, antumul fuqara ila Allah. You are in need of Allah. Now the word faqir, let's try and translate that first. So a faqir is one who is bankrupt of everything. The word faqr means where the backbone is broken by a difficulty, where somebody is completely down on the earth, down in the dumps, that's it. Cannot do anything for himself or herself because they're broken, and lots of aspects of being a faqir. Here, Ya ayyuhan nas, he says, you are totally in need of Allah. And then Allah says, Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. And Allah is ghani. He is the rich one, the self-sufficient, and he is al-hamid, the praised one. Now I'm going to look at this in two ways. The first thing we're going to look at is with a little bit of a story from the life of Prophet Musa. And we find that in Surah Al-Qasas. This is Surah number 28. We find when Prophet Musa alayhi salam has killed a man in error, and he goes away, he runs away from Egypt, and he comes to Madain. Now, we're looking at sort of ayah 22, 23, 24. So he comes to Madain, or he turns towards Madain, and he's saying, Asa Rabbi an yahdiyani sawa as-sabil. Maybe my Rabb will guide me to the right path. So arriving at Madain, he's relaxing under a tree, and suddenly he sees a group of men watering their sheep. And besides them, there are two women waiting at the side who are keeping back their flocks. This is ayah 23 of Surah Al-Qasas. And he gets up and he says, what's the matter? And they said, well, you know, we can't water our sheep until all these men have finished. Our father is an old man and we've got to do this. So the Quran says, so he waters their sheep for them. They go back. He goes back to his shade and he says, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. My Rabb, I am in need of absolutely any good that you may send down to me. It is a dua of desperation. I am a faqir. I have nothing. That which has broken my back completely. And here he is asking for any good deed that will come his way. So in the context of the ayah we're looking at, antumul fuqara ila Allah. You are in need of Allah. We are in need of doing something good. That is what life is all about. And then he says, Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyul hamid. And I'd like to look at the word ghani. Allah is the rich one who is sufficient unto himself. See, his riches are independent of others. All are dependent on him. True human supremacy depends on being thankful and humble, but it depends on serving his creation and that which Allah has placed in our charge. When the Prophet said, Takhalluku bi akhlaq Allah, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah. And if we want to adopt the word al-ghani, it means we have to be those who enrich, those who are able to enrich the lives of others. That then only can we truly be rich. And just as an extra bit, if you are ever in need and you're stuck, recite this name, Ya Ghani, 1,060 times on Saturdays, and inshallah, you will find yourself being needless of others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to be those who serve others, who are rich by enriching others. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم